So until we start talking about that rage that comes from containment, we're going to be afraid that rage is inherent in our nature. We're told it's the dark side. Endless sci-fi movies reinforcing that notion, right? And horror movies, obviously, too. The dark side, we're taught to think. And the system ensures the conditions that allow us all to see that so-called dark side are delivered up in oceans to prove that we need it, the state, to protect us from it, the dark side. And in a time like this, believe me, power got the deep pockets to pay a lot of people to manifest that dark side. So that we will lose heart is their hope. Despair, which our Egyptian brothers and sisters are totally right. We don't have the luxury of that. And that's going to come up a lot when we talk about Miklos, trust. So for as long as we think this mistaken notion of our so-called darkness, we will demand the strong arm of the law, our vested power to protect the weak from bullies. Once we understand class dynamics, we won't be afraid of ourselves anymore, which is why we'll face that dark fear that Miklos faced, and with him, move through it. And it's not evil, as Hannah Arendt termed it, that dark. It's absence. And it's not the lapse of a few underclass, it's of all of us, as Alice Miller showed us. And when will we get the film, the ongoing subsequent discussion, most importantly, ongoing discussion about Alice's work? I mention that because there's a film out now about Hannah Arendt. Until we confront class and decide we're done with it, confronting all of those cons, well, we need class for progress, we need class to control each other, we need class, blah, blah, blah. For knowledge itself, we have to systematically work through those while we're building the alternative. By the way, I'm not in favor of us getting stuck in, falling victim to the same con unintentionally of trying to like understand every nuance of it. The truth is, our bodies, all of us, that's the knowledge we need to just love those bodies, to say, it wants to be free, it's right, done. But we've been well trained by this system to need the proof. So, we're going through it here, step by step by step. But trust, we have to trust our bodies. Trust is key. And that means trusting love, because that's what we are inherently. Bursts of light, each one of us. Sparks from the great flame. Until we confront class and decide we're done with it, we cannot trust our humanity. We cannot trust our humanity in the hands of any state. We've never even talked about that. Think about that. No matter what the justifying ideology, as Goring told us, so we have to face our fear with the calm and loving light of truth. Inspected in that light, see the shivering child behind it. Forgive the wrong it's done. See the state in all our actions. And the falsely constructed necessity behind it all. See it all from top to bottom, and with refound and reformed love, move on.